don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. 11 years going strong. Yes, last week we celebrated our 11th year on the air. Here we are, moving forward, and I'll tell you what, it just barely dried out enough to get ready for our next big bash. And that will be on the beach in Fort Lauderdale next Saturday. We will be broadcasting live from the beach stage at Ocean Fest. It's the biggest and best diving party on the planet. You will not want to miss it. Go to oceanfest.com for all the details. And but fear not, we got a full show for you today. We're going to tell you about how you can be the face of Patty. Now, that isn't if you're a guy, you can become, you know, a female. Yeah, Patty, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, they're looking for diving faces. And we're going to tell you how you can be a part of that event and those whole shenanigans. I'm going to do a dry suit dive. It is scheduled. It is planned. I have all the details for you today. Yes, I am a warm water wuss. I am finally, as I've said for the last 11 years, one day I will do a cold water dive in a dry suit. It has been scheduled. It is on the calendar. I got all the details for you of this momentous event that only was 11 years in the making. If that weren't enough, we're going to tell you how to join us for the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash in Andros Memorial Day weekend. Bill the Producer is going to be there. This is a rare opportunity not only for Bill the Producer to dive, but to actually have listeners come along and meet him in person, face-to-face, and be his dive buddy.
It turns out that I have been conditioning myself for the better part of the last 4 years by having people on the street, paying them to throw fruit at me. So I believe I am fully conditioned and ready to make, another public appearance.
And just for the record, that ought to be a lot of fun in Andros because the fruit they have there are huge-ass coconuts, and they could do some serious damage.
I probably should have been practicing with something a little harder.
Softballs? I don't know. What have you been using?
I've been using the loquats.
Loquats?
Yeah, they're squishy.
Kiwis? Are they like a kiwi?
Not a kiwi, no. No, they're really fleshy and like the size of a really, like a tomato.
Okay, fair enough. Well, the coconuts, I think they're relatively green.
Oh, that'll be good.
So it'll be fresh. They'll be a little softer than the hard,
I'm bringing my cricket bat.
Yeah. You're going to need some kind of protection, and maybe a baseball bat may be appropriate. But anyway, hey, if you want to throw fruit at Bill the Producer, you're going to have to join us for the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash details to come. However, like I said, Ocean Fest, we're getting geared up for that next big event. That's next weekend, oceanfest.com. And the dive god is on the line, Neil Watson, as we like to call him, and he's the hardest working man in the dive industry. No, I know for a fact he's working hard this weekend because he has a lot to get ready for this huge event down on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing great, man. I'm planning this little intimate party on the beach for, you know, my closest 8,000 or 10,000 friends. And it's shaping up to be a blast. It's going to be outrageous.
Well, you know, we got some amazing weather in Florida this weekend, and hopefully that will hold out for next weekend as well. But if it is, man, we got a nice weekend ahead of us for sure. I know.
It's a prediction.
Yeah, and then we have we got the Gully Roosters playing tonight. Of course, we're going to do our little thing from the show stage, and we got some big giveaways for everybody to join us on site for that. What else? You got exhibitors for about how many exhibitors we got?
And we got about 125 exhibitors from everywhere. We've got the world champion free diver Martin Stepanek coming back. He's gonna hang out in the DEMA pool during scuba radio underwater for, he says, 7 minutes this year. He did 6 minutes and 30 seconds, you know, last year. You know, we got the DEMA pool there for anybody that wants to try diving if they haven't done it before. Like I say, the Gully Roosters are coming back. I think this is their 11th year. I think they've only missed one. And just, you know, great stuff, great prizes. Got a raffle, a trip for two on one of Peter Hughes' boats, an oceanic mask, you know, the treasure hunt on the boat Saturday, and then we do it off of the beach on Sunday, and the grand prize on that is an aggressor trip, and man, just good, neat stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just to come hang out with your diving friends is enough. However, all the stuff that's being given away there at Ocean Fest is worth the price of admission and then some alone. But like I said, what's so cool about this event is it's the only dive show probably in the world that I'm aware of where you can actually dive if you want to. You can go out literally from the exhibit tents and head right out to Fort Lauderdale Beach and go snorkeling right there. Or just work on your tan. And you know what? I got to tell you, the attire of all the attendees there at Ocean Fest in Fort Lauderdale tend to be a spectacle in itself. You hear what I'm saying, Neil?
Skimpy.
Skin to win seems to be the motto at hand there in Fort Lauderdale.
Well, South Florida, you know, the South Beach, South Florida, Lauderdale, you know, they know how to party and they know how to not dress.
Less is more. And that's a good thing. So
our buddy, the official artist of Ocean Fest, David Dunleavy, is coming back. He did every year. He does me a custom painting, and for the show. And this year is a shark theme. And actually, they used that painting that he did for Ocean Fest on the cover of Scuba News for this issue. Uh-huh. And also it'll be the cover of our show guide, and David will be there, and he'll autograph that and shirts and hats and all kind of neat stuff. He's a great guy and an incredible artist.
Absolutely. And you can check out all this stuff at daviddunleavy.com on the web, I believe, as well. But it is a huge, huge party, and it is our, you know, it's pretty much become our yearly anniversary party for listeners to come out and join us on site. I mean, we literally are on the beach stage. It's the perfect setting for scuba radio and just a great time. And you never know what's going to happen. We got a very special event set up for this year's edition of the broadcast from the beach stage, Neil, that involves the scuba radio conch, which is 11 years old in its own right as well, by the way.
Holy smokes.
But we're going to let them blow it this year, as we usually do. We had him blow the scuba radio conch, and we had a little informal contest. However, this year we have an added bonus for the prize winner of blowing the scuba radio conch. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. But it's huge. It's big.
Huge.
You know, we're kicking it up a notch at Ocean Fest. Once again, go to oceanfest.com. And Saturday we got the broadcast. Actually, it's Friday from what, like 5 to 9, something like that?
Friday 5 to 9, Saturday. The exhibits are open 10 to 6, but we'll extend it on, you know, for the entertainment and et cetera. And then Sunday it's 10 to 4. So you got 3 days. The weather's supposed to be spectacular. There's going to be mermaid sightings.
Yes.
There's a guy shooting a little calendar with bikini girls at the show.
Wait, excuse me, what's going on?
Hey, well, a guy called and he said, hey, I'm coming down. It's a new exhibitor up from the Jacksonville area. And he said, you know, I'm shooting this calendar. Could you get me some extra passes for the 6 girls I'm bringing down? And I said, can do.
Interesting.
Yes, so, it should be, incredible fun.
Yes, no doubt about it. All right, so we got that at oceanfest.com. Go there, get your tickets. We'll be good to go. Hey, as an added bonus, anyone who calls up today, I got 2 tickets to Ocean Fest for you at 888-88-SCUBA. All right, Neil, get back to work, and we will hang next week, buddy.
All right, Tom, I'm looking forward to it.
You got it.
Hey, no, what? No dry suit.
No dry suit. Nope,
no,
not this weekend.
No dry suit at Ocean Fest.
No. Actually, really no bathing suit for a lot of the people, it seems like. You know, he's hard at work at that. And that is kind of like a prerequisite that Neil requires of all attendees. Less is more. String bikinis are the in thing down there in Fort Lauderdale.
I can't wait. I've been trying on my thong. So I'll be ready.
Hold on. There are rules. There are rules. You must not be male.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, you know, I can live with that. I can live with that. I just wear my thong under my board shorts.
It'll okay.
Nobody needs to know. I'll just feel sexy.
Which is more than what he usually wears.
That's for darn tootin'.
I'm guessing. But,
darn tootin'. Hey, this conch thing.
Yes.
This conch prize.
Yeah. The Scuba Radio conch.
Yeah, I'm contest. Wondering. Will the prize get bigger if you blow the conch longer, assuming you do it well?
Well, it won't get bigger, but you may have the you may win the prize for blowing the conch the longest. That's what we usually do. We've done this literally for 11 years at Ocean Fest, where we brought the Scuba Radio conch. God knows what's living inside this thing these days. You know what I'm saying? I think we've had it disinfected
you.
A couple times, maybe.
Yeah, but
you
has
don't
it been,
see me
I don't know if
it
it's been
much.
During this. I don't know if it's been during this administration.
During this decade. But yeah, we're going to do a contest where we'll take three people out of the audience and we'll bring them up on stage and we'll have them blow the conch. And the person who blows it the longest will win a prize. Now, usually it's something really nice. We've given away camera systems and we've given away, obviously, Scuba Radio shirts and hats and prizes like that.
I remember
but
the year I won year, where I got a hearty handshake.
Did you
that
get
was nice.
That?
Yeah, that was
lovely.
Who gave
you that?
That was, I think it was you.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations, Bill. Now sit back down.
All right. Yeah, you were just setting the bar, so
I understand.
Speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, this year we're kicking it up a notch, Bill. Seriously. 11 years on the air, it's time to do so.
Of course.
And I don't know.
11 is the conch anniversary.
I don't know if I want to spill the beans just yet.
Okay, all right.
Because this is huge, what we're giving away at Ocean Fest next week.
Why don't you just keep it
huge.
To yourself? Just keep it to yourself, and we'll tell them 2 weeks from now. It'll be great.
What do you got? You want to bribe me for the answer here? What do you
tell you what, I'll leave my
here.
Pants on if you tell us. But for every 5 minute span that you don't, I will unbutton one of my buttons live buttons.
Wait a minute, you're not wearing any buttons.
Well then.
Oh God.
I see you now sense the quandary that you are in.
All right, here's the deal. We're giving away a trip to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash in Andros Memorial Day weekend.
Way.
Yes.
No
two people.
Way.
Two people. From Ocean Fest. Now, you have to be at Ocean Fest next weekend to win this, okay? And we're doing it with the Scuba Radio Conch Blowing Contest. So I urge you to join us at the beach stage from 3 to 5 Eastern Time in Fort Lauderdale at Ocean Fest next Saturday and, you know, practice your conch blowing skills because that is how you could win a trip for two to join us at the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash at Coral Caverns Resort on Andros Memorial Day weekend.
That is, without a doubt,
you're unbelievable.
Yes, unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's huge. I told you, we're kicking it up a notch. Right? Now, keep your clothes on. Now, I know you're feeling it. You're in that whole celebratory mood. But keep your clothes on, for Christ's sake. Oh, my God!
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Zombie Jesus. It's huge.
Whoa, that's big.
A colossal mouth bass. It's diving.
It's pulling us under. Everyone into the ship.
Hey, divers. This show's for you. Your friends, your neighbors, your dive buddies, too. Because you all know this is the show. For those who go, we're proud to blow. Now, this sounds like a place to go. So, everybody, go with the flow. Because we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. Now, this sounds like a place to go. So, everybody, go with the flow. Because we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio. Now, this sounds like the place to go. So, everybody, go with the flow. Because we like a little scuba diving show. We call Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to talk to a guy named Gene, who is going to be our dive guide for our wild dolphin cruise in the Bahamas with Explorer Ventures in September.
I cannot wait to go on that trip.
I don't think you're going on that one. You're doing the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash in Andros.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. And we might see dolphins there.
In the history of the conch blowing competition.
Yes.
What is the longest that anyone has blown the conch?
2 hours.
That is a lie. That is a lie.
Oh, sorry.
15 seconds? 30 seconds?
I'm going to go with probably 20, maybe. 20 or so.
Okay, so 20 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, so what you're telling me is that at Ocean Fest,
mm-hmm.
someone's going to do something for 20 seconds, which
maybe.
Will earn them the right for two people.
Right.
Two. Mr. and Mrs. Conkblower will be able to go to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash. I have spent 11 years laboring behind this microphone and this control board, and I get to go by myself.
Well, yeah, but...
I just want to make sure we got things into perspective here. Start thinking wild dolphin there, buddy.
Well, yeah. No, I thought about it. You're not going to. But you can listen to Gene.
I may practice my conch blowing skills, and I may win 3 free trips.
Well, you never know. Anything's possible. But being that I'm the judge, you won't win. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But that is our plan for Ocean Fest. But yeah, you know, Gene is going to come on the air here in a few minutes, who literally is our wild dolphin guide for our Bahamas adventure with Explorer Ventures on September 6th. Now, you can join us for this cruise if you want to. All you have to do is call Explorer Ventures and book that September 6th trip on their Bahamas boat, the EV1, Explorer Ventures 1 liveaboard boat. And once again, Gene will tell us all about it here in just a few minutes. All right, but first, you know, look, there's a lot of stuff on the docket here. I am a warm water wuss, diving in the Bahamas, Andros, diving with wild dolphins, that's in the body. It's going to be all warm water stuff. If I'm wearing a 3 mil wetsuit, that'll be more than enough exposure protection. However, we are confirmed for June 7th and 8th at Hague Quarry, just south of Chicago. All right, now there's a DUI demo day going on, DUI makes dry suits. And we've been trying to put this together for some time, especially when we were up there for the Chicago Dive Show a couple months ago. And we have confirmed it. We are set to go. We are bringing mermaids with us to Chicago to dive at Hague Quarry, where even in June, this is cold water. They're telling me that it probably will be around 60 degrees.
So you know what's going to happen. You'll be in a dry suit, and the mermaids will be in their tails.
Well, yeah, screw them. This isn't about them and thermal protection. They're there purely for eye candy. I'm there to actually do a dry suit dive with DUI, so you'll hear all about it. And, of course, if you're in the Chicagoland area, you can make it to Hague Quarry. Check it out, HagueQuarry.com on the web. You can join us June 7th and 8th, there Saturday and Sunday there at Hague Quarry for the DUI demo day. I think Dan might be there, too. Divers Alert Network might have some representatives. It's a big bash. And, of course, we're going to go there, do our little song and dance routine. Parade the mermaids out there for some photo ops.
I don't even get to go to that one, do I?
Well, you can if you want to come. Would you rather go there, or would you rather go to the Scuba Radio Scuba Bash?
Never mind. Forget I asked. I'm sorry. I didn't even bring anything up.
Yeah, this is kind of local diving. You know, we're trying to I get all these emails all the time. Greg, don't be such a warm water wuss. Come on, dry suit diving isn't that bad. So, okay, I told you I was going to do it. Now I'm committed. We got the airline tickets, got all the accommodations all set. We are good to go. So once and for all, I'll mark that thing off the list. And who knows, maybe I'll just love it so much, and next thing you know, I'll be doing a quarry every weekend.
I don't have any money on that.
No? You're not taking those odds?
I'm not taking those odds.
What are the odds there in Vegas on that?
Somewhere, let me just check this. Hold on. 10,357,000 to 1.
Really?
Yes.
That good? All right, more coming up.
Hey, diver, you just completed your scuba course. What do you want to do now?
I want to go to Hawaii.
Take a dive on the wild side with Ocean Concepts, your one-stop dive shops on Oahu for action, adventure, fun, and great value. Ocean Concepts is the premier PADI 5-star career development center in Hawaii and guarantees the highest level of professional service during your stay. Whether it's daily boat or beach diving, or if you want to finish up your dive training in paradise, Ocean Concepts Hawaii is the answer. Call 800-808-DIVE. That's 800-808-DIVE, or go to oceanconcepts.com.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD. At Hague Quarry, just south of Chicago, is where we will be broadcasting live from. And we're only 2 months late. Because if we would have timed this out right, I would have done this during Patty's Specialty of the Month thing. They're doing Dry Suit Diver Month during the month of April. And if I would have done it then, I could have got a Patty Diving Society microfiber towel.
Then, of course, which is now.
Yeah. If I would have scheduled this out properly. However, you know, you could do this. Maybe you live near a quarry, or you could just do a dry suit dive. Just contact your local Patty diving facility and ask them that you want to, be a part of the specialty of the month, dry suit diver month. That's what it is this month, the month of April. And you can get a microfiber towel from Patty just for participating and your dry suit specialty certification class. Yeah, I haven't decided if I'm going to do a whole specialty while we're up there at Hague Quarry, but we're going to do something. Definitely something special with the folks from DUI.
Well, now, I've spoken with some folks about a dry suit, and apparently it takes a little bit of work to get used to it.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, because when you dive with a wetsuit, The suit's right next to you all the time, so you don't have to worry about managing the gas in your suit.
Yeah.
But when you're in a dry suit, the gas moves around.
It moves around, that's right.
And your legs can become very buoyant if you don't know what you're doing.
Next thing you know, you're floating upside down.
Yeah.
I've heard about those rumors.
So apparently you really need to work at it.
It's just practice. I'm sure they give you a few tips, and then if your feet do start getting buoyant, they show you a little technique on how to get around that.
Well, here's something, and I don't think this is a secret they're going to tell you, so I'm going to give you this little heads up now.
All right.
Bring with you, when you go dive with the dry suit, keep your dive knife in your hand. And if your legs start filling up with air, just right in there, it'll let the air right out. Just a little.
Did you pull that out of the Patty Specialty of the Month module class?
Or somewhere.
Yeah.
I read it on the internet. I'm pretty sure I saw it on the internet.
You pulled it out of somewhere, for sure.
I am positive I saw that somewhere on the internet. You want to check into that. I think that's very positive. I saw it on the internet. It has to be true. Right?
Yeah. No. Oh. Wild dolphins. Let's move into something more constructive. That's what we're talking about next. Diving with them.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor, and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
Boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't know what he means by that. But, yeah, me and Daryl, we go way back. He said hi to me once. So I consider him a close personal friend for sure. All right, look, we're going to talk about diving with wild dolphins here momentarily. But I told you, Patty, Professional Association of Dive Instructors, is looking for divers. Looking for the face of divers for this year's DEMA show in October in Las Vegas. And also, you have to do, if you're a Patty diver, just go to patty.com.
And there should be something on their website. If you have problems finding us, information about it, just shoot us an email here at info@scubaradio.com. However, they're looking for pictures of you diving or just headshots of you to show the face of, of Patty members. And they're putting together some big collage of Patty divers for the DEMA show this year. They want to make you the focus of attention at the DEMA show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show in October in Las Vegas. So there you go. We're going to make you a star or at least get a picture of you. Okay? Okay. All right, let's talk about diving with dolphins. This is definitely way, way up there on my list of fun things to do as a scuba diver. We're going to spend a week doing just that, September 6th, with the folks from Explorer Ventures. You can join us. Go to exploreventures.com on the web or you can call them at 1-800-322-3577 and tell them you want on the September 6th Explorer One Liveaboard trip in the Bahamas to join us. And we're going to see what happens. It's going to be a good time. But Gene is on the line. Gene Flipsy. How you doing, Gene? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Hi. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good. Now, Gene, how did you get into being a wild dolphin excursion dive guide, first off?
Well, I just kind of fell into it. I grew up in South Florida here, and I've been a boat captain for my whole life, and along the way I started working on dive boats, which was a lot more fun than working on private yachts with a bunch of crusty folks. And the liveaboard diving, running trips over to the Bahamas from South Florida, and one of the things that we did, which I was completely unaware of until that time, was that there were spotted dolphins in the Bahamas that like to play with people of their own free will. And so we started doing those kind of trips, and it was a fantastic experience. And you do anything unusual enough for long enough, and you become a little bit of an expert if people are interested. So that's how I came into that.
Got it. Now, I've done it a couple times, literally, like you said, by chance kind of thing, where we had a liveaboard trip and we had an afternoon where we came across a pod of dolphins in the Bahamas and just had an amazing experience. I can't wait to actually spend an entire week doing this and actually searching out the dolphins to have some interaction with them. But What should we expect on this type of liveaboard? I know we're going to dive regularly, I believe, in the morning, and then afternoon we're going to go cruising for the dolphin pods. Is that the kind of the tentative plan or what?
Yeah, that's the general idea. When we used to do the dolphin trips, we focused mostly on trying to find the dolphins to interact with them, but we also would have people aboard that would like to do a little bit of diving, and there's some excellent dive sites in the area that we're going to be in. And so what we would do on occasions is just sort of go with whatever the conditions suited best. On any given day, maybe it's really, the current's really nice in the spot and the visibility is really clear. So maybe it's a great day to go do a nice wall dive. Or maybe the current's running so good or the visibility is not so good here. So, hey, maybe it's better to go up there and look for some dolphins. And so we'll sort of butterfly you a little bit.
Yeah, we'll just mix it up a little. All right, more about dolphins next.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern. Blue hole. Walls. Big fish and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. On the line is Gene Flipsy. He is our dive guide for a wild dolphin encounter with Explorer Ventures. You can check out his website at ConsciousBreathAdventures.com. And Gene, when we go out on the boat in September, September 6th to be exact, where exactly in the Bahamas are we going to find these wild dolphins to go interact with?
Well, we're going to be in an area of the northern Bahamas, the northwestern Bahamas, up on the western edge of the Little Bahama Bank, in an area that's referred to as the White Sand Ridge. It's about 35 miles north of West End, Grand Bahama, and it's just a, as the name implies, it's just a big sandy, a huge sandbar, basically. Water is about 15 to 35 feet deep. And it's, you know, several miles long and a couple miles wide, an area where these dolphins tend to live. It's their home. They have a huge home range area, but that's the area that they tend to hang out and be fairly reliable when you go looking for them. We see them up there very, very frequently.
Yeah, now, you've been doing this for years and have kind of, you know, become, you know, familiar with how they react to divers. And I know over the years in that area of the world, the dolphins have become used to divers and snorkelers getting in the water and not being afraid of them or having problems, because dolphins can be aggressive if you're not careful, right? Or is it, what's the truth there?
Well, they can be, but fortunately for all of us, they're not by and large. They're pretty passive or friendly creatures. If they were aggressive or didn't like people, I don't think any of us would be able to get in the water. They're way too smart for us. But the dolphins up there are really something special, because not only are they not aggressive really in any way, but they're very curious and very interactive, and they're used to having people come and visit them, and you can just have those kind of dream sequence encounters with these dolphins that you know, you would only imagine as being, you wouldn't even imagine as being possible. It's something out of your dreams, where you have wild dolphins coming to interact with you because they want to, and to play with you because they want to, and they enjoy your company. And that's what makes it really, really just an incredible and special experience to know that it's something that they're doing. It's not someplace where you go and pay somebody $75 and the dolphin does tricks for you. They're doing it because they want to, and that makes it really special.
Yeah, they're not getting rewarded with food or anything like that. I mean, literally, they are doing it because they're checking out you just as much as you're checking out them. It is pretty special in that regard, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. No, there's no feeding that goes on. There's nothing done to attract the dolphins. You just go out looking around. It's kind of like fishing a little bit. You go cruising around looking for them, and when you see them, and usually they're more than happy to come up and ride on the bow of the boat and play. You know, dolphins are suckers for a good bow ride. We've all seen that before.
Right.
And then you get your mast snorkeling fins on and slip in the water, and if they're interested, they'll come and they'll interact with you. And you never know quite what you're going to get. They might play for a couple of minutes, or they might play for a couple of hours, and it can be just amazing.
Now, when I did this once before, and literally it was just like a one-time afternoon thing, I was over in the Bahamas in that part of the world on a liveaboard, and we just had a chance encounter with them. They said, yeah, you just need to snorkel with them. Don't do scuba. That'll spook them away. And then they also said things like, you know, when you float at the surface, swim down, twirl around, try to look like a dolphin, try to look interesting to them. Is that what you kind of suggest on these adventures, or how do you encourage people to interact with the dolphins?
Well, absolutely. That's correct. I mean, 95% of it is all just mass snorkeling fins. The scuba gear, it slows you down. It makes you more bulky and cumbersome. You can't get in the water as quickly. Once you're in the water, you can't maneuver around as quickly. So you know, we don't generally use any kind of scuba equipment. It's just easier and more fun to just be on a mass snorkeling fins. And what you want to do when you get in the water with the dolphins is just the easiest advice is just to mimic the energy level that they're exhibiting. If they're being very playful and they're fired up and zipping around and diving up and down, then you want to try to match that energy a little bit yourself. Other times, maybe they're a little bit more relaxed, maybe they're resting a bit, and there's times when they're sleeping, and if you recognize the sleeping behavior, you just leave them to, themselves, because nobody likes being disturbed when they're sleeping. But
yeah, but and that's, when they're sleeping, they're still swimming, so how do you know if they're sleeping? Their eyes are closed? What's going on?
No, it's a combination of that. It's a behavior thing. You know the behavior, the way they're swimming, and they do have their eyes closed, and the way the groups are together, and it's just one of those things that you pick up over time from observing groups and recognizing different behaviors. But when they're playing and you see that they're playing, then that's what you want to do. You want to be a good playmate for them and try to match up what they're doing and match their energy level, and you can have some just outstanding interactions with them when you do that.
Got it. So it's not that they're afraid of the bubbles. It's just a matter of how fast you can get in the water, and if you just have to have mass fins and snorkel, you can get in the water quickly and catch up to the pod or position yourself to look interesting to them quicker than you could if you were in full scuba gear.
Right, right. In general, that's true. It just leaves you more maneuverable and more responsive. And, you know, sometimes if we have photographers that want to get that, you know, that beautiful, you know, shot of a lifetime, wall shot of a beautiful spotted dolphin in crystal clear water, and they just want to stay down for a few minutes, sometimes we'll put people down with a, you know, like a little pony cylinder on a harness or a back plate, no BC or anything like that. And that lets you go down 15 feet and stay down for, you know, 10 minutes or so, and that'll give you the time you want for that. But for the most part, it's just mass snorkel fins, get in and play around.
Now, you know, September 6th, when we're on the boat with you there on the Explorer Venture 1 liveaboard trip, have you heard that we're bringing our scuba radio mermaids?
No, I hadn't heard that, but I'm happy to hear it.
Yes, we got mermaid. We want to put our mermaids in the water with these wild dolphins and see what happens. Have you ever done anything wacky like that before?
Actually, I've had several mermaids aboard the boats that I've worked on. Yes, it's something that happens from time to time. You get people out there for all sorts of different stuff. And, you know, these spotted dolphins in the Bahamas are stars, even if people don't necessarily realize it. But if you watch the advertising, if you go to shows like Ocean Fest, where I'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
And if you go to the Duna Show or you look in the magazines and you see advertising, if you see an advertising photograph of a spotted dolphin in clear water, it's the same dolphins in the Bahamas. They're world famous, and most people don't even realize it.
Well, got it. Well, we'll see what happens when we combine them with the scuba radio mermaids. We'll have them at Ocean Fest, too, so you can, like, you know, do a little testing with them next week in Fort Lauderdale. And you're going to be working the Explorer Ventures booth at Ocean Fest so people can come up and talk to you about interacting with wild dolphins right there on site in Fort Lauderdale next week, right?
Yep, that's right. I plan on being there on Saturday and possibly on Sunday as well.
Excellent. All right, and it's ConsciousBreathAdventures.com. That's the website to go to for Gene's interactive dolphin sites and whales, too, I believe, right?
Yeah, actually, that website is mostly focused on humpback whales, which is something else that I do. Humpback whales in the Dominican Republic in the wintertime as well.
All right, he's doing all kinds of cool stuff. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Yeah.
You know, Gene Flips, he's going to be our dive guide there for our Bahamas Live Aboard there with Explorer Ventures September 6th. All you have to do is call Explorer Ventures at 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. Tell them you want to join us for that special wild dolphin excursion in the Bahamas, and you can join us September 6th through the 13th. And we're going to go hang with wild dolphins and mermaids. And who knows what else. We bring our usually trick, have a few little surprises up our sleeve for our Scuba Radio listeners.
Yep, I mean, you can count on there being a Bill the Engineer there. And
the upside is Bill won't be on that adventure. But confirmed right now are Mermaid Abby, Mermaid Nikki, and possibly Mermaid Denise.
To be fair, though, I suppose for that event, like you were talking with Gene Flipsy about, you were saying that, or he was saying, that when they come, you're best off going into the water as unencumbered as possible.
Yeah.
The more encumbered I am, the better I look. Really, I'm pretty sharp looking in a 7 mil wetsuit and a hood and, maybe a full face mask.
Wearing a size small for an XL size guy. Yes. Squished out. It's just where, like the blood vessels in his pupils are like exploding.
It turns out the more of me I cover, the hotter I look.
Ah, I've heard that.
Yes. Lots of my girlfriends in the past gave me parkas. I don't know why that was.
I've gotten that, too. I don't know what that is. Mm. But anyway, Explorer Ventures is running wild dolphin trips with Captain Flips there from...
It's Flipsy.
Flipsy, I'm sorry. August 23rd through September 27th. So if you can't join us for the September 6th boat, you got that entire span there to go diving with wild dolphins with him. And by the way, I got a special announcement just for Scuba Radio listeners in hour two about Explorer Ventures Live Aboard Vessels, how you can save some money if you want to do a last-minute dive trip. That's coming up in hour two. Plus, we're going to talk to John from the SUDS Diving Program. That is Soldiers Undertaking Disabled Scuba. Very, very cool program and how you can become a part of that. And, hey, we got a Dan tip. We got all kinds of cool stuff still to share with you on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.